Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we have comics come on to discuss music that they enjoy that other people have a little beef with. I am, of course, joined by... I'm Tom Takar, by the way, and I am joined by Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness, who just got back from the titty shop. How you doing, partner?
I'm good. I got the ass done, too, so that was a 50 pop, which is good.
Good for you, man. Yeah, you know a bargain when you see it. We are, of course, joined today... by Book of Yay.
Crossover episode. Hey.
Yeah, crossover episode. We got Rob Hayes and Chris Daniels.
We need to leave. No one has beef with our favorite artists, you know. I'd like to give a shout-out to my man Alex Jones. I'd like to shout-out to Candace Owens.
No shout-outs.
Yeah, no shout-outs allowed.
I would like to distance myself from all these statements.
This is a weird episode because we're not having you necessarily defend Kanye as a whole. We should start off by saying that. Because that's what a lot of people, the thing is, we can talk about it, whatever, but we wanted to talk about the new Kanye, because I feel like that's the more controversial Kanye.
It's the same people person.
But people are throwing his shit out, you know what I mean?
Ain't nobody throw it.
Show me the burned Kanye jersey.
Ain't nobody burn nothing Kanye yet.
Look at, all right, we'll go to Facebook soon enough.
There's a bunch of pink polos on fire.
That's not true. They not even on sale.
That's why it's so hot outside today, Rob. All those pink jerseys burning.
You hate Kanye so much you go pollute the earth? Seems wrong.
Yeah.
People hate him, man.
Earth? What about the atmosphere, man?
I don't disagree with you, buddy.
See how easy that was to turn them? That would take 30 seconds.
I saw people outside with shades on. So.
We should say, going into this, we've talked about it before. We're both into it. We both love Kanye. So you don't have to prove it to us.
You sound a little too excited.
Yeah,
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Time, where'd you get that MAGA hat from? Man? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's how much I love Kanye. I'm wearing his hat.
Damn. It's signed too.
It is signed by Kanye. Let's get into it. You guys have a podcast about Kanye West called Book of Yay.
Yeah,
it's a great time. I did an episode where I talked about Homecoming. It was a good time. People are saying it's their favorite episode.
Who said that?
Lots of people are tweeting about it. It's a good time.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about all the stuff that Kanye said? First of all, did you guys address it on your show?
Address the first thing you said. You were early in us doing the podcast, so maybe that's why it was people's favorite episode.
Yeah, that explains it.
Of the four episodes, this is my favorite.
Kanye is a misunderstood person, misquoted often. You know, he says slavery sounds like a choice. He's a professional rhymer.
And Tommy said that before then, but he was talking about something else.
I was talking about screen slavery.
But no, it's
Incredibles 2 reference. Hell yeah.
It's just one of them things where we're just kind of confused. We just kind of don't get it just because, you know, the way he presented himself to us prior was different from this. And he never presented himself as someone who was ignorant. You know, there's like reference to slavery throughout his work. There's reference to history throughout his work. You know, the intro to Spaceships is, these spaceships got me feeling like a slave ship.
I was like, we played it.
That doesn't even make sense if he's ignorant of what that is. You know, new slaves, you know, a lot of the stuff that was on Watch the Throne, you know. I mean, there's so many times where he referenced history, civil rights, slavery, that it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't fall in line with, like, the person or a part of the person that we became fans of. But that being said, it's one of those things where... We're also a fan of what he does with sounds. We're also a fan of what he does with visuals. We're also fans of what he does with other elements. And there's ways to appreciate what he brings without feeling like you're endorsing something that you don't agree with.
Okay.
To an extent.
Well put. All right, Chris, I wanted to ask you, because you tweeted something about this the other day. I was just trying to pull it up. About, was this all worth it?
Oh, no. No, but that's the thing. It's like, we could have just had a good time enjoying the music and separating apart from all the other stuff. The thing is, it's confusing because it's so many contradictions, and they don't seem to really stem from anywhere of like purpose or meaning besides kind of sprinkling debate.
Yeah.
A lot of which, but it, like even he doesn't fully stand by some of this stuff, you know, fully for, you know, to be so hype about tweeting Trump pictures or Trump signed his hat or hyping it up with no real context, standing that hard from it. But when you ask about, you know, policy or personal stance, it's kind of wishy-washy and none of it's really rooting anything concrete. So you're just kind of like, why are you even talking like this hype about it? Like, why bring like Candace Owens, like why antagonize, like, like some of it's openly, like he knows he's like riling people up.
Of course.
Well, I mean, okay, who did Andy Warhol vote for? We don't know.
Yeah.
Who did, you know, Michelangelo vote for?
Who did Mark Ruffalo vote for?
Leonardo da Vinci vote for? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I saw his Clinton commercial.
Who did Jean-Michel Basquiat vote for? We don't know. We don't know their politics. This man is an artist. There's a hat that if you wear it, people will immediately hate you. No one wants to touch the hat, right?
Yeah.
Kanye's like, this is the thing that nobody wants to touch. I'm definitely putting that on my head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Marilyn Manson didn't touch that hat. You know what I mean? There's so many people who didn't touch that hat. Like in the scheme of things, when you look back on history, everyone right now is talking about a 40-year-old artist on their eighth album. That's hard to do. When Michael Jackson was 40, he was done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Madonna, when she was 40, she was in a leotard.
She was in her prime.
You know what I mean?
Music.
How much are talking people? How much are people talking about the albums relative to everything else?
But
they weren't gonna talk about the album anyway.
So it was already gonna look towards
somebody else.
So it's a stunt.
Is it a stunt? I don't know.
But that's
why it's a stunt. But it's also
that's why it's lame. This is a lame stunt. If you're gonna go that hard for your Trump hat, then wear it all the way through, or just shut up. There's no reason to bring it up.
Why not?
I think it was a big swing.
I'm saying, from my stance, I can appreciate and enjoy analyzing Kanye's music, and also say you're lame for this other shit. You know, you can't go out on TMZ and talk about. I know what you're talking about, trying to allude to slave mentality, and then do a New York Times interview. And then when they ask you, well, you feel like if you're alienating your black fans, are you worried they might leave? And he's like, well, they'll never leave, no matter what I do. You mean to tell me you got beef with slave mentality and you calling black people sheep at the same time?
Yeah.
Come on. That's contradictions and it don't make sense. You're lame for that. I enjoy your music, though. That's basically what it is.
What did you think of Ye versus the People with T.I.?
Oh, we talked about it.
I want to play a little bit of it real fast.
Yeah, play some of it.
Yeah.
You can't call nobody lame with a reptile shirt on.
Damn. Chris is the one wearing the reptile shirt.
Yeah.
I was just going to be quiet. I was like, well, they'll never know.
So this was kind of how Kanye decided to explain himself. By having T.I. star as the People. Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk, though. But ain't going against the grain, everything I fought for. Probably so, yeah. But where you trying to go with this? It's some shit you just don't align with. And don't go again. You just reading the headlines. You don't see the fine print. You on some choosing side shit. I'm on some unified shit. It's bigger than your selfish agenda. If your election ain't gonna stop police from murdering niggas, then shit. Bruh, I never ever stop fighting for the people. Actually wearing the hat to show people that we equal. You gotta see the vantage point of the people. What makes you. This is like Tommy versus the People when he argued that piss is actually good to drink.
Well, then Kim went to Trump and pardoned me, which was nice.
Wait, you really argued that?
No.
This is Planet Pissness. I should have welcomed everyone to it. Yeah, and also, I should say sorry for the hiatus again.
Yeah, sorry.
We, again, had a one-week hiatus from one episode to the next, so we apologize to our listeners. We're back, you know?
We're back, baby. What do you guys think of that song?
Yeah, what did you think? Do you think that he answered the questions properly that the people had?
The speed of that song was so impressive. Like, the fact that, like, this controversy happened on a Wednesday. We got that song on a Friday.
That is crazy.
And, like, him and T.I. going back and forth, the way it was crafted. I mean, there's been plenty of rappers that go back and forth, but not to have, like, a discussion that heavy. I was impressed. Me and Chris argued for maybe, like, an hour after it came out. Like, we were yelling at each other because Chris felt the complete opposite.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I thought that it was piggybacking the gimmick. All right, for me, it was this. It was a way for Kanye to kind of position himself in a light that would just get his point, his message across, while also not really fully having to answer anybody else's problems.
Yeah. I didn't feel like he actually answered anything.
I felt like T.I. was getting across what, like,
T.I. was just saying talk.
Did T.I. write that verse, though?
Yeah.
His part?
There's a video of him working on it.
Oh, okay. Because it seemed like it was just written based on... It didn't seem like a written out part. It's literally
when they talk out before, and then they sit down, and they literally in the chair go back and forth, and they do their thing. Is that
nice.
That creative thing? It actually is pretty dope to watch.
Uh-huh.
What do you think is better, T.I. or T.I.P.?
I think they're one and the same. I think T.I. versus T.I.P. is maybe my least favorite.
You just love anything with P in it.
Whichever one is wearing their wife beater. That's the one I choose.
Whichever one is wearing a Reptar shirt.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get along with like fucking dissing a Reptar shirt for that much.
Hey, I like the Reptar shirt.
Everybody likes the Reptar shirts. I've got nothing but compliments for this shirt.
Yeah.
People reminiscing about their past. Sad Toys R Us is closing. The whole thing is coming together.
Yeah, Tommy went to see Rugrats Gone Wild, but he thought it was a different thing.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's right in line with Chris Rowe.
Shut up, man. Don't even do this. This is not even our podcast. This is a safe space so I can get away.
That's
will you
right.
play the other one?
Yeah, yeah. So are you when you say the other one, you mean,
you know what I mean.
Let's hear that same night,
we also got another song that's called Lift Yourself.
Yeah. So this is the song that SNL wrote a sketch about. This was the headline. We have
today. Robert De Niro played Kanye.
I want to say I kept forgetting this part of the song. So every time I would hear it after, I was like, oh yeah, this is that hot new. I like this. All right, I'm gonna skip to the part that everybody knows.
Rob happy.
Rob has it all memorized.
Poop doody whoop scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
We actually have the Tommy remix, the whoop a dee pee. Yeah, so that's what everybody was talking about.
Come on,
scoop a dee poop.
Whoop dee pee, this radio version.
These bars? Come on, man. What did you guys think about that upon first listen and now?
Great. I mean, one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. International. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to Brazil, they don't. You go to Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You go to Italy, they speak Italian. You go to China, they speak Mandarin.
All right.
You know what I mean? You get on stage, you say whoopity scoop, scoopity whoop. Everyone feels the same thing. Everyone's off the on their feet. Lift yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is up in the air. No matter where you go in the world, whoopity scoop means the same thing to you. Whether you're in Wyoming, Antarctica, Australia, Lithuania. At the World Cup, when they play whoopity scoop, come on, man.
Have they played it?
Those are all countries that ain't in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they watching. They all watching.
Antarctica's team was really good.
They were good. And it's shocking that they were able to practice at all. Yeah. Let's see. This track is built around a soulful sample from Liberty by the Indianapolis-based group Amnesty. Ooh. That's why I liked it so much, from Indiana Represent. And let's see. It begins with sped-up vocals from the 1973 song featuring lyrics about finding common ground. And the second half features Kanye West rapping what these people call nonsense lyrics.
Come on, man. Come on. It's not nonsense. That's what Songfacts has to say
about it.
Whoopity scoop. You know what
I'm
saying?
I think the better word is childish.
Come on, man. There's a scoop there. You know what I mean? We all know what scoop means.
Sure.
Right?
Do we?
Yeah.
Whoop-de scoop de poop. You know what I'm saying? Poop diddy scoop doop scoop de whoop. Come
asshole.
On, man. We all know what that means. Clearly there's a dog involved. You know what I'm saying?
You're scooping out
dog,
poop.
Yeah, you gotta scoop the poop.
This is a
you
good dog
saying?
Walker
poop,
anthem.
Poop, the dog pooped again. You know what I mean? Whoopity scoop poop. Come on, man.
All right.
You gotta
fair
clean
enough.
Up after that dog. Lift yourself and clean that dog stuff.
Does Kanye have a dog?
He didn't talk about it ever, does he?
Maybe that's why he was so, you know what I'm saying, caught off guard.
That's the thing.
Somebody brought their dog around and then whoopity scoop.
He's like, what you want me to do with this?
I think like how Drake came out and admitted that he has a son. This is Kanye admitting that he has a dog.
I wasn't hiding my dog from the world. I was hiding the world from my dog.
I only see my dog one time.
I think we should talk about Ye next, but I want to go to Facebook first. What do you guys think?
Great.
All right. So when Ye came out, I remember me and Tommy were in Bloomington, and we were at Limestone Fest, and we were listening to it. And
Shout out to Limestone.
I think the line that stuck out to me the most, you did some fucked up stuff at Limestone. Oh, I was just saying. Anyway, I think we've talked about it on every show we've done together. When I came on Book of Yay, we talked about it. I think when you came on, we cut it out both times.
I burned this headliner in Bloomington. We won't
is that right?
That. Yeah. Lit his ass on fire.
Damn.
Patton Oswalt. Sorry. Yeah, he was at that. He was there that year, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Maybe it was the year before.
I never met
bad.
Patton.
He was talking about me, son of a bitch.
Shout out to the King of Queens.
I was thinking of the best headliner I could think of from Limestone history, besides, you know, who Rob was actually talking about. What I was going to say is when Ye came out, we were at Limestone and
I was playing it from my phone.
He was playing it from his phone and
which is the worst way to hear it.
We both heard the line that none of us would be here without cum.
When he rhymes outcome
without cum. Which a top five, in my opinion, worst Kanye line.
It's very bad.
He's got some bad ones, and I love Kanye.
I was embarrassed because I laughed so hard at that.
I was
and
jogging and
I was
heard
like
it,
with
was
the other people hard. Listening to it for the first time, and they were not pleased.
And that's on All Mine, right? I want to hear a little bit of All Mine.
That's my least favorite song.
Yeah. Is it?
A lot of people said that. It's apparently the number one song.
It's the number one on Spotify out of
we hate
top five. I love this song.
I don't like it either. The beat's great.
This is typical Kanye where he throws in medulla oblongata, which you know is a fucking water boy reference.
Pussy girl gon'
back it up. Hell yeah. I'm gonna skip up.
It's extremely valuable, and I prefer to waste it on girls is basic. That's just some yay shit.
Right now, let's do what we want.
Let's have a threesome, you and a blunt. I love your titties because they prove I can focus on
hell yeah.
Things
I love that line.
My man.
I skip past it.
Crazy, I'm a doula. I'm gonna get the rubber.
Yeah, I think it's next. Get the chili out the bottom.
Yeah, because the beat's sweet.
Get the chili out the
bottom.
Let me hit it raw like fuck the outcome. Hey, none of us will be hear what I'll come.
Oh.
International.
That is so bad.
You play that in China?
And he's right.
It's true, though.
He is right.
Where would you be without come?
Oh, my God.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's a biology bar.
Yeah. Even if you're a test tube, baby, what's in the tube, baby?
Someone finally taking down the test tube babies. They've had it too good for too long.
None of us would be here without test tubes. Yeah, that's the line I heard, and I was like, I don't want to like this album. And also, I Thought About Killing You is so disturbing at first.
See, I love it.
It's probably my favorite song now. We
really?
Should hear it right off the bat. It's up there.
Like
I really like it. I love the beat.
I like it after the beat comes in.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's the best part.
Yeah.
When it's I called up the bug.
Nah, I like to play it on the subway with no headphones, and I just play I Thought About Killing You, and I stare at people straight.
Thoughts are always besides the darkness. That's a good point.
I hate that he started an album like this because I feel like people who didn't like this didn't today give I it a chance.
I know it's different from the rest of the album.
Premeditated murder.
Damn.
And I think about killing myself, and I love myself way more than I love you. So. Today I thought about killing you.
Yeah, I think that's all we need from that part of it.
Premeditated murder.
I'm gonna skip up.
So best believe I thought about
got no lungs. This is the part that I'm about to switches. Go dumb.
Get so bright it's no sun.
That's about the favorite
get
line.
So loud I hear none.
That's my favorite part of the whole album, I think. It's when he says I called up my loved ones, I called up my cousins, I called up the Muslims.
Said I'm about to go dumb.
Hell yeah.
Muslims are like, what?
Hey man. Get smart.
How did you get our number?
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. 1-800 Muslims.
Some jail stuff.
No, somebody. Exactly.
Yeah.
Too many bad days. You think you remember Incredibles 2 and the guy had a superhero phone in his room? You think he had a Muslim phone?
Muslims were on speed dial. Somebody wrote on my status about it that it's a reference to somebody specifically, but I can't remember who.
That was just the Brotherhood.
Yeah, maybe. There was a specific person he wrote on there, but I can't remember. Yeah, I like this whole part of the song. And we go way back.
Just takes so long for the drums to come in.
Yeah, I know. Damn it. This is my favorite part. The second favorite part of the song. To when I had the braids and you had the wave cap. Drop a pin for the fade and I'm on my way. Hey, snap. Don't get shocked in the map, you know, homie, don't play. I love that. That was very hard to grow on me. Like, I hated it when I first heard it, and then all of a sudden, one day, I loved it. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. What were you guys' thoughts listening to that right off the bat?
I loved it initially. Like, it was like, it made the cover not just in vain. You know, because the cover does have like that.
The bipolar thing. It's what is it? It says it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it right off the bat. He addresses his mental problems, basically. Yeah.
Also, Yikes.
I love Yikes.
Yikes took a while to grow on me, but that's what they were playing on the radio when I was in Los Angeles, and it made me. Get a whole nother perspective of the song. Then when I found out that he was saying that, when I heard him talking about being on DMT, it made me think about like the psychological aspect of it and the fact that he was using psychedelics. And then I said, is he the first rapper that used psychedelics? And then fans of our podcast brought me to all these tweets of Kid Cudi talking about DMT.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, and then that kind of got us prepared for the Kid See Ghost album.
Is that what you think pissed off Kid Cudi at Kanye from before?
No.
That he was talking about DMT and he's like, you stole that from
me. No. I think Kid Cudi was his guide.
No, I know.
Doing
DMT, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And Kid See Ghost is like some of that is that experience,
shit.
You know, like Ghost Town,
yeah.
Free, Reborn,
yeah.
You know, some of that is from, you know, that journey. I don't feel pain anymore, you know.
Let's listen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best song
Kid
of the
see
whole
Ghost?
Project.
I mean, Ghost Town. Yeah.
in my opinion.
I really like Yikes. I want to hear that after.
No Mistakes is my favorite, personally.
I like that, too. I really like the whole album, to be honest. I don't skip any of it. I mean, it's short as hell.
Hell is eternal.
Shut the fuck up, Rob. Lay down like I did on Sunday. I love this.
Sunday. I remember three songs on Sunday. That way. Yeah. Way. Sunday. That was everybody. Sunday. I wanna hit the red light and never find something.
I've been trying. Rob is doing a Kid Cudi face right to make you love me,
but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Have tools just naked minds caught between space and time. This now is blood and mine, but maybe someday.
I've been trying to make you love.
Yeah, I put my hand on a stove to see if I still bleed.
Yeah. The burn rate's after the song. I feel
kind of free. Oh shit. What'd I do there? What a song.
Why you
I
put the lasers
song.
Out, dog? It's some lasers right after that. It's like free.
We don't have time for lasers. Come on. We have to legally acquire
don't
the lasers.
Don't come at Lupe like that.
Damn.
Who?
Lupe wow. Lasers. Shut the fuck up, Rob. You sure do bring a halt to anything.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't mess with no samurais anyway.
Damn.
You're going to hate Shaq's character and Uncle Drew.
Damn.
Karate Man.
That's what I was looking forward to.
Look here, young blood. You got to see Uncle
Spoiler
Drew if
alert.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, that's 90% of the dialogue is Kyrie saying, young blood. The vocals at the beginning of the song are sampled from Someday by gospel singer Shirley Ann Lee. How about that? Let's see. Self-love and acceptance is a central theme to the Ye album. And on Ghost Town, Kanye West talks about letting go of fear and pain. He wants to be in a more relaxed state of mind, enabling him to focus on enjoying time with his family rather than obsessing over his legacy.
Can you?
That?
I mean, them notes Kanye was hitting. Kanye has improved as a singer in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Without autotune.
Yeah.
It's wild because, yeah, you'd think he'd still need autotune for it. He's the you know, what is it, the godfather of rap autotune?
Wouldn't that be T-Pain?
No.
Kyle's Dropout, he was using autotune before T-Pain.
Nice.
And then he put that whole album out and was... lambasted.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great song. That seems to be the breakout hit, I think. But yeah, somehow that other one is somehow All Mine is like blowing it away on Spotify. I don't know if that's possible.
I think it's because it's like a club song. I think you can play it in the club.
And
that's true.
Alphabetical order, it's the first song.
Also, people burn their hand on the stove and they can't hit play again.
I feel like there's also like 40 other songs called All Mine. And
that's a good point. You think that it's because people just type in the letter A on Spotify?
Yeah.
You just hit whatever is going.
You know what? I guess that, fuck it.
I'll just listen. I like songs that start with A.
Medulla oblongata.
That is like, if it weren't Kanye, if it were anybody else and they said medulla oblongata, I'd be like, oh, that's just a term. But because it's Kanye, I'm like, he fucking took that from Waterboy. That's like such his sense of humor.
They should have got that.
He said medulla oblongata before.
I'm not surprised.
Poker Face. The Kid Cudi song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Use your medulla oblongata.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
his
he...
favorite part of the brain.
What's your favorite part of the brain?
My favorite part of, I would say the cerebral cortex. You
yeah.
Know what I'm
nice.
Get them
that's
two
top
C's,
five for me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll go with the back.
Nice.
Whatever that is.
The back.
Yeah.
Boo.
My type, my favorite part of the brain, my favorite type of brain is that type your girl gives me.
Damn.
That was a stretch. My bad.
Well, oh, you ain't go boo time.
Oh, come on. All right, let's hear some of Yikes.
Frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Shit could get menacing. Frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Tweaking off that 2CB, huh? Is he gonna make it TBD, huh? Thought I was gonna run DMC, huh? I done died and lived again on DMT, huh? See, this the type of high that won't come down. This the type of high that get you gunned down.
Easy
trolling. Try TMC to snap DVD.
That would explain everything.
Stop it, baby. I'm good
for him because he got me too.
That's so funny.
Thinking, what if that happened to me too? Then I'm on E! News.
Shook again. Menacing. Frightening. Find help. Sometimes. I scare myself.
Also,
shit could get
menacing. Got me too. It would be on more than E! News.
That'd
be like a major story.
E! News would try to help him out because Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes on E! So
thinking what would happen if I was on The Soup.
That's probably something Kim says like when he gets in trouble. Like, if I come home and you're on E! News, we're going to have a problem.
Who said this? I believe Alex English, if I can find his post.
Boo.
What the hell?
We love Alex.
He was also on our pod.
What did he talk about? Do you guys not have a specific topic on every episode? Or
we talk about a different song every
episode. That's what I thought.
Song.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. So Alex English writes, calling out Russell Simmons was an iconic move, and it redeemed Kanye for me by only 10%.
Ooh.
I love that he did that, because I fucking hate Russell Simmons. Coming after, what's his ass?
Terry Crews,
fuck that.
Yeah, that was really
That was
whack.
All bullshit, that man. Was really fuck 50 whack. Cent. This is what I'm saying on this podcast.
It's
hot
a
as
pod.
Hell.
Cowst. It's my mic day.
Yeah, fuck that. That was bullshit. We're pro Terry Crews podcast.
Yeah,
you guys are the anti Terry Crews podcast.
Don't say that. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is the battle that we have.
I've been there since White Chicks, dog.
Yeah, hey, me too. That's what I think Me Too is.
Right, time's up.
When he was on our radio show, we played that song, the Making My Way Downtown, and he danced to it. It was cool. Anyway.
Who did?
Terry Crews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a good man. He made me cry on air. Let's see here. Sean Drumsticks McNamara says, the 7-song format was great for Pusha and KSG, but didn't really work, in my opinion, for Ye. There were way too many ideas for 7 songs. Interesting. John Field.
Yeah, we going to talk about Daytona?
Yes. Yeah, we can talk about Daytona.
Y'all skip Daytona.
Well, we figure we go straight to Ye, and then we'll bounce around. We don't have time to talk about all 5, but we can touch on them.
We should rank them, though.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. And, I want to know where
I think
Ye
Daytona
sits.
Was the best.
Me too.
Yeah. I've been listening to this one more, but I like Daytona quite a bit.
And Infrared didn't have a long life for me because the Doopy Freestyle came out 30 minutes after I listened to Daytona, but then afterwards that beat really grew on me.
Okay.
And I really enjoy Daytona. From track
Daytona's
one.
Track one is so good.
In headphones.
Let's listen
to
so
good.
Let's listen
good.
To track one real fast.
It just like wakes you up like, oh, this is something.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. It's so fun to say it. All right. Why is that not? Is it playing?
Pulling up in that new toy. The wrist hell on that boy. Rock star like Pink Floyd. Waving that rude boy. I'm D like Rich Boy. You miss boy. Your numbers don't add up on the blow. That was 10 years
that's
ago.
10 years
if
ago.
You know, you know.
Oh, that's so good.
If you know, you know. you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking
at. So that's what we're talking about. That's the push. That's the opening to the Pusha T album, and it is. It's great. If I love it.
There's no flaws on that album.
Not an ounce of fat, nothing, yeah.
Infrared. Know what I mean?
Sound like Barack Obama.
Infrared. Know what I mean?
Damn.
Know what I mean?
It's the only other one that got a that got like a whoop.
What do you mean?
On
no, that's not true. There's a scoop on Kids See Go.
Oh, I see what you mean. Beats is banging,
nigga, your hooks. Oh, there's one.
The lyric pinning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game where the codes is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow is different. Believe in myself and the codes and Kendrick's.
That bag, that, you know what I mean? Infrared. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's creeping me out.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds like a ghost in the background, you know? You believe in ghosts, Rob?
I believe in Ghost Town. Ghost Town Part 2, free. You know what I'm saying? Kids see ghosts. Spirit.
Chris, you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, they see ghosts sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Kids see ghosts sometimes.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask about that.
Was there any other good Facebook stuff?
That's what I was just looking at. John Field.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
He wrote, he spent his entire career quoting Nina Simone and Jill Scott Heron and One Way, or Gil Scott Heron. I thought he was saying Jill Scott.
It's a mashup group.
I think that's the level of artistry we should measure him by, and all three basically do the same thing with the genre, where on paper they represent soul, jazz, and hip-hop, but in each case they use genre as a jumping-off point and pretty much quickly enter into some transcendental level. Whoever are the geniuses of the next generation will be standing on the shoulders of Ye and the way he stood on the shoulders of Nina. Yeah,
wait,
I think that's...
What? What does that even mean?
I don't totally know.
Did Kanye write that?
That was John Field Hohensie? Is that how you say his name? Do you know?
I think it's
you don't say it with a question mark.
Well, I that's an odd name to say. Katie Rose Leon writes, I would like to quote myself, something about sad ass hip hop is so much sadder than anything. Sad rap for goth summer 2018, stay inside, wear sunscreen, protect the biz. I don't know what that means.
Anybody that says I have to
read a logical
comment. Stop listening.
I'm just reading as I scroll up to it.
I gotta quote myself. Here's a screenshot of some stuff I said before. Get out of here.
I'm gonna comment
right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it.
I tagged him and then he commented on it.
All right, let me see here. So it'll be under. Because
we were talking about it last night. We are our views lined up.
Kids See Ghost is yo. That was such a good album.
All right, Hayden says, I love the energy of making an album every week. Even more, I love the ethos of keeping them short. All killer, no filler. Daytona is a banger through and through, and I think the only one that will last. Ye works really well as a concept album. It takes you through the highs and lows of mania, with Ghost Town as the great catharsis. KSG is pretty boring, in my opinion. Nasir,
yo, shut up.
Nasir has some of the best beats out of the five, with some of the worst raps. KTSE is the most fun, but maybe not the most memorable. Bring on the 52 albums in 52 weeks. What do you think about that?
Yo, if you think Kids See Ghosts is boring, then, you know, maybe you did.
What's your favorite song on Kids See Ghosts?
Yeah, let's listen to that, because I don't really care that much for Kids See Ghosts either.
Y'all whack.
I don't make no sense. That's like, that's the anthem.
Yeah.
That's the whole album is an anthem.
Come on, man. Reborn?
All right.
So you guys are big Kids See Ghosts guys.
I'm big. I'm big Daytona.
I'm big Wyoming.
Yay.
I'm moving to Wyoming.
I love the whole thing as a whole. Yeah.
It's very fun. All right. So I'm going to put on Reborn.
Yeah.
All right.
Best Hummer in the game is Kid Cudi by far.
The best Hummer in the game is girl.
Damn. My bad. My bad.
My bad. I don't know.
I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward.
Like, Tom, have you ever overcome anything in life? I'm serious.
None of us would be here with Overcome.
With Overwatch. Yes, Chris, I've overcome things.
Come on, man. This is...
I like the song. It's just this album didn't stick to my bones, you know? Maybe it will. I'll give it more plays.
Do you catch me out? Y'all done specially invited guests me out. Y'all been telling jokes that's gonna stress me out. Soon as I walk in, I'm like, let's be out. I was off the chain, I was often drained, I was off the meds, I was called insane. What an awesome thing, engulfed the shame. I want all the rain, I want all the pain, I want all the smoke, I want all the blame. Cardio, audio, let me jog your brain. Caught in an Audi home, we was all detained. All of you Mario, it's all the game.
I'm so rich.
Damn, that is a good Kanye verse.
Come on, man.
I'll give you that.
Come on. No, it's better not, than any verse on Ye.
Yeah, it's not about the verses on Ye that I like. I think that I just like the
exactly.
production. But
exactly.
I do
you
love it, though.
You convince yourself that verses don't matter from somebody that's, that you used to love
yeah,
rapping.
Yeah, yeah, that's
because
true.
That's how much you love him. But when yeah. you start rapping again, you got to listen, man. Kids see ghosts, man. You know what I'm saying? The rapping Kanye, that's a ghost. Well, we saw him on that album. You know what I mean? Come on,
you
man.
You do believe in ghosts.
Come on, man. Yeah, I believe in ghosts, man. You know? Like, come on, man. That Kids See Ghosts with Mos Def on the hook. And then Cuddy come in.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. The best hummer in the game. Boy, don't nobody hum better than Kid Cuddy, man. You know that first song. I
Who's the second best hummer?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is yeah. there anyone?
Do you have a top five list of this?
Avant.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Fair enough. Chris is not liking what you're saying.
You don't think Avant is the second best hummer in the game?
I haven't thought about Avant in 12 years.
Exactly.
Welcome
when you
back.
Think about him, you're going to think about them hums, dog. Brown leather and hums. That's all you're going to think about.
Stand by your band, the hummer debates.
Yeah, we need to have that episode. Who do you think is the best hummer?
I'm here
hummer?
To talk about cars.
Third best hummer is a masterpiece Bubble Eye hummer that he had in that 504 Boys video. That was a pretty cool car.
Boo.
Damn.
Old credit. Just kidding. I'm sorry, man.
No, it's cool.
My bad.
It's cool.
No, that's a great line. You know what it is
Feel
with this
love.
Album? It's that there. I think I got over. We got oversaturated for a minute. You know.
How do we?
It's so much music.
How do we skip that?
How we skip? Yeah, come on, man. Kanye versus da da da.
Imagine somebody going in. Imagine somebody like listening to Ye. You know those people who like tuned out after I Thought About Killing. He's like, I don't like this. And then the next one, next album, like, I'll go to the next album.
Yeah,
and it's just him going, rah! And he's like, what the fuck?
Wait, is that the opening? Let's Feel the Love.
Yeah.
All right, to 120. They plays along, hoping that. This is just like Scoopity Whoop.
This is way more aggressive.
He's like, <dog. laughs> you couldn't be further from this.
Scoopity Whoop. For that dog shit.
This is one of the best moments ever. Listen.
There are lyrics, you would be coming.
Yeah.
What a chorus! Extra feel!
Come on, man. Where's the chorus?
Kid Cudi was on a couch. Where is the chorus?
Where is the chorus? Has somebody seen the chorus? Because I done blah-blah-da-da-da-ed myself. I'm tired. Where's the chorus?
We do that in our podcast. Like, where are the callbacks?
Where are the piss references?
Come on, man. Damn. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't hate any of this. It's just that like I said, that whole thing he did there, I was like, I don't need this.
There's an episode
you miss me with that shit.
The comedy show Stella, where they all rap, and Michael Showalter's rap is just him going, bah, 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 bah. And it's exactly that. So I think he stole that from Michael Showalter.
He might have.
Kanye don't mess with Michael Showalter.
He loves Mr. Funny Pants.
I want to say,
Kanye don't mess with Michael Showalter is such a funny out of context quote.
We were talking about how
I like Michael Ian Black, and that's it. I know that for a fact.
He doesn't fuck with was it David Wayne? I think that. A lot of people are talking about All Mine is the one to play at the club or whatever. Yesterday, I was at a party where Yikes came on.
Yeah.
And it was the first song that everybody... Maybe I was putting this on people or projecting it on people. To me, it's the first song that everybody was like, all right, let's get into this.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it's a good party starter.
It's so
fun. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Let's listen to
it. It can get frightening. You know what I'm saying?
Please don't bang my daughter. Which is what I call the last song.
All right. Violent Crimes.
Please don't bang my daughter.
I love this.
The intro is great, though.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Shake. I know you
want to call 070.
Is that what it is?
We don't know. I don't know. Nobody said
it. We don't know.
Nobody said it out loud.
Corrected us. Plotting, scheming, finding reason to defend all of your violent nights. Promise me.
Don't you grow up in a hurry. This is New Jersey artist 070 Shake on the intro and the chorus, and Ty Dolla Sign on the second chorus. You will be remembered all. Thank you to all the heroes of the night. They gotta repeat the colors. Skip up. Nigga, I know what they want. I pray Whoa. That you don't get it all.
What a timely skip,
dog. Yeah. Hey, I have every one of them marked down. I have a timestamp.
He writes in a pen on his phone screen.
What you mean, one of them? Rebuking the sin. Let's pray we could put this behind us. I swear that these times is the wildest. She got the scars, they serve as reminders. Blood still on her pajamas, but yesterday is dead, yeah. Moment of silence. Next should be off the collars and then at the altar. Cause she know that niggas is savage. Niggas is monsters. Niggas is pimps. Niggas is players. To niggas had daughters. Damn. Niggas is pimps. Niggas is players. To niggas had daughters. Don't you go up in a hurry. Love it. Alright, I'm gonna skip to Nikki's part.
I'm saying it like, I want a daughter like Nikki. Aw, man, I promise. I'm gonna turn her to a monster, but no menages. I don't know how he's saying it, but let him hear this.
I will say Nikki is like the Jared Thompson of the album. She calls in and leaves a voicemail.
Perfect. Oh, man. First of all, we don't need to be doing this song. that's a
well, I know you have thoughts.
What?
What's that?
I know you have thoughts about this song.
You're looking
I just
at
think
Tommy.
It's so funny to do a whole song where he's literally just like, I hope nobody bangs my daughter. And I also think when he talks about pervs on the net, he sounds like Ice-T in an SVU episode.
But I think it's one of those right, things though. Where it's on the same album with All Mine. You know what I'm saying? None of us could be here without Come.
Yep,
like, it's on the same album with a song that is keeping that same. You know, you look at Gold Digger, you look at Workout Plan, you look at, you know what I'm saying, Drunken Hot Girls. You look. There's a whole lineage of Kanye being inappropriate. You know, I'm in it. And so it's like a realization of not only of what I've been doing, but also what I've been putting out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think this album, you know, there is a reflection on mental health and Kanye's battles with that that's been going on. But also, he's been seeing, you know, and you could see it also in Daytona. You can see it in some of the other albums that when that Me Too thing started happening, when the stuff started popping up, they, you know, there's like reflection that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this song is a showing of like, you know, this rapper persona that I've been taking advantage of for this whole time, that karma is serious, you mm-hmm. know, like, you know, me, you know, and twofold because of Kim and her, you know, how she became famous and the whole thing. And, you know, eventually, even if their daughter doesn't, you know, want to be famous or anything, there's all this stuff out there that they're going to have to deal with eventually.
Isn't there an earlier Kanye line that has a similar sentiment? I can't remember.
Damn, on this album?
No, from like an earlier album where he says
from,
something very similar.
Late Registration.
Yeah, talking about like daughter and karma, I think.
It's like...
talking about your karma credit score.
Yes.
That's what it is.
1,000.
I mean, I think this song actually brings the album more circle than people think.
Yeah.
Because... You say, oh, this is a whole song about him saying to my bang my daughter. And there's also a side of just, like, awareness about, like Rob said, his persona that he's been taking advantage of the whole time. And just being aware of, you know, what that means as, like, a man, as a father. And, like, the first line on the album, everybody talks about, he says, like, I thought about killing you. The first line that he says is actually, the most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of circles back to this song to where, yeah, he might be, is it selfish thoughts that he has, and they're kind of dark in a sense, but
kind of dark.
Whatever.
I thought about killing you today.
But I'm talking about like the last song. A lot of thoughts and sentiments you could take from that, but it still comes from a place of he's a father now,
right?
You know, and there's regardless how you take it, there's like beauty in that.
Yeah,
I think this whole album essentially. I think I like it the most personally. I think Daytona is the best one. I think this is my favorite just because this is probably the most open.
Interesting.
It's all about feeling.
I think that's how I feel too. It's that. I think I'm so invested in Kanye the person, like the character or something, that I will always care more about what he has to put out than a good song. You know, like if I'm hearing something about how he feels or something.
Ain't the man half a Kid See Ghost?
What's that?
I'm talking about, you care what he put out. Kids See Ghosts, that's half him.
I'm not saying that I don't care.
He's one of the kids. What are you saying?
He's one of the kids?
Is that your theory?
What you mean?
That he's one of the kids?
He one of the kids, man.
Let's rank the kids, bro.
Wait, we're not even going to talk about Nas.
Oh, I thought you said skits.
We're not even going to talk about Nas.
Let's talk about Nas.
We're not going to talk about White Label. One of the best beats I've ever heard in my life.
You know Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's?
Bonjour. You know what I'm saying?
He said that like it was like a surprise. It's like Ronald Reagan did have Alzheimer's. Yeah, we know. That was pretty public.
Why are you talking about Ronald Reagan?
Because he talks about Ronald Reagan.
Keep going. Honey buns are too expensive in bodegas now.
That's the truth. That's also true.
Should I put on White Label? I'll put on White Label.
He did give Nas some of the best.
Why can't it be a Black Label?
Stallion and Met Gala, tuna salad from La Scala, black sweat, swallow a lot of reefer. Got it hard to quit the bottom feeder, lobster eater. When I fast, I see Elijah's features. A million cash for a Nas feature, Nas cheaper. Do it for free if you do it for me. 52 bar verse if the beat is moving me. Stumbled through customs, copping Cubans at the duty free. Laying on the most expensive bed, still I'm losing sleep. Next to Jets, beauty of the week.
Man.
Come on, man.
Rolling Stone review of this. Nas. Nasir is the one thing the rapper has never been before. Dull.
Wow.
I'm shocked to hear that. 2.5 stars from them. I don't know what Pitchfork gave it, but...
Man, who cares what Mick Jagger thinks about rap?
Not good.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what Hunter S. Thompson's writing about rap, dog.
Let's see what Pitchfork has to say. 6.1. That might be the lowest of the five. Out of 10.
Oh, dang. Oh, oh.
Out of 5. You know what was interesting about Pitchfork in this whole thing?
Yeah.
Is, the Kanye review of Ye, the review of Ye was like negative throughout the whole thing. But then they gave it a 7.1.
Yeah.
But then people confronted the writer about that on Twitter, and she said that she didn't want that. So she gave it a lower score, and they overrode her.
Wow.
And some people think that's because Pitchfork invited to Wyoming to be some of like the influencers.
That could
so
be
they
it.
Didn't want to give them a low number. Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. And they've had such a like close relationship.
Yeah, they
gave, I mean, they give them 10s and shit. And like, yeah, that's wild. Damn. I want to see.
They might really give a fuck about what Pitchfork says.
I do.
And that's I
Tommy
does.
It.
Well, yeah. That's why that's a part of this podcast on normal days is defending music that Pitchfork wouldn't even give the time of day. So, yes and no, but damn. I will say, I want to see if there's any other. I want to give one more look at Facebook here because people are still coming in. Darren Patterson says it's a bummer that he'll most likely be remembered more for his insane acts than his actual music. That's kind of, that's
no.
You don't think so?
No. It's too much.
Too much music or too much
stuff?
Too
much music.
Yeah, but I think it's. I think you're right that like.
I think the people who choose to remember him for his antics, that's on you.
Yeah,
that's like
you're gonna remember
much
the
like slavery.
Antics. It's a, you're gonna remember the antics, but you know we. I mean, we were not even alive when Madonna went on the VMAs with a wedding dress and rode around to Like a Virgin, but it was a moment,
right?
But Madonna's music also lasts. So
yeah.
We, you know, when we go out and they it's time for them to play old school stuff, they're going to play some Madonna. We're going to know those songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? So I feel like they go hand in hand. Kanye figured out that being famous is very important when you're trying to be popular. You know, for people to listen to your music, they have to talk about you. They have
That's
to know
true.
About you. A lot of people make great music that we will never hear because we never heard about them. Kanye knows the importance of fame. Kanye has watched Michael Jackson and Madonna and Whitney Houston and all these people. You know, Michael Jackson, like, changed his whole face.
Yeah.
All Kanye did was put a hat on.
Yeah. Man.
What do you think of the Whitney Houston thing, the album cover for Daytona?
Ooh.
I think, I don't know if people would have really paid. I don't know if Drake responds to Pusha. I don't know if Pusha, like, I don't know if Daytona is as much of a moment had he not done that.
Interesting.
Is it messed up? Yes. Is it terrible? Yes.
It's
is it disrespectful
what did I miss
to
here?
A legend?
What is this? Sorry, I don't know what this is.
The album cover, this is Stand By Your Band. The album cover for Daytona.
Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. I thought we were doing
is
something else.
Whitney Houston's, is Whitney Houston's bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah.
What do you pay, $85,000 for
you
the
pay $85,000. The National Enquirer.
The amount we make from Patreon each month, he paid.
And, and you think.
Oh, well, then we need to get a little something for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I offered you a seltzer.
You're right. You did.
I did. All right. You can have some chips. I bought some chips, too. Yeah, that's. So you think that that's disrespectful to Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Pusha T.
Like, all he raps about is selling cocaine, and you're going to put Whitney Houston's bathroom.
Post-binge.
As your, yeah.
Post-binge bathroom.
Post-binge, post-death.
It's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I guess
yeah.
that is pretty
He
fucked
didn't
up.
Sell to her. She ain't in the album. He didn't sample her. You know what I'm saying? Drake did. Interesting.
Damn.
Nothing was the same. The first voice you hear is Whitney Houston.
Damn. Well, it all comes to that. Wait, do we have you rank the albums in order yet?
Should we play one final? Really quick song from Tiana
rank?
Taylor?
Yeah, yeah,
play
yeah,
the, what is it, Rosa?
Oh,
the one with Rose
me.
In the title.
You
it's
gotta
really
love
good.
Me.
Let me see here. Hold on.
Me.
This doesn't count, by the way. This isn't the real Tiana Taylor album.
Actually, no. I listened again. I like it now.
You mean what,
what
he put up?
I like it now. Yeah, I know I trashed it on our podcast.
You
but,
trashed
yeah.
it.
Oh, breaking news, Rob Hayes.
This is a great song.
I like the other one too. I like that.
Oh, that is you.
Yeah.
but I ain't calling no names out. No, no free promotion. Nah, nah, I ain't late. I don't do due dates. No sneak this, no sneak shit. That's just how I was raised. Had to get the dollar soil. I've been down, I've been
loyal.
When you really hold it down, niggas ain't he really down for ya. Oh no.
What'd you say?
Kanye did all these beats. You know, you
yeah,
it's crazy.
You guys realize that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's
five
wild.
Albums.
It's crazy.
Seven tracks, 35 tracks in a month.
Well, it's so cool. Yeah, I'm so happy that he did it. It's an amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing feat. It's a cool thing to do, and I have an amazing feet fetish. So that's just me.
I have a happy feet fetish. I want to bang a damn penguin.
And my Hummer joke didn't go. But y'all just gonna have all the feet.
I'd made the Hummer joke right before you.
It's
did.
Just yeah,
like not the same. But
you don't listen, joke. Rob. That's the problem. Also, you're over here. It's not like these jokes are killing over here. You're stonewalling them.
I don't know who Stonewall is, but I don't
Stonewall
think I
Jackson.
Like
Stonewall Jackson,
general for the Confederacy.
Yeah, I knew it. You. I knew I didn't like him.
Someone started calling you Stonewall Jackson.
Don't call me that.
I'm going to call you that.
Nah, don't call. I ain't going to answer. I'm going to keep walking.
I'm going to, yeah. Tomorrow, you're going to be walking
gonna
be real ridiculous. You're going to be like, what?
Nah.
Who the fuck's he talking
got
to?
Got him. That kid sees ghosts.
All right. So that was a little bit of that. What a nice song. That was a nice little. That was a nice little song.
We talked all over there. I apologize, Tiana.
Typical man.
All right. Is there anything we missed? Did we hit them all?
Yeah.
Work
all right.
That
so
pussy.
Let's hear. I want to hear you. Jesus, it's not that kind of podcast.
No, it's
no,
a song.
You didn't listen to the last track on Tiana Taylor's album.
No, it's not that kind of podcast. I want to hear each of you your rankings of these in order, and
my favorites.
I want
to
hear where you put
five,
Yay
yeah.
in the Kanye lexicon.
Is that the right word?
Probably not.
Discography.
Discography.
Right. I think I can do this pretty quickly.
All right.
If I'm going favorites.
Yeah.
These
yeah, this
albums.
Is your opinion.
Yeah,
now
just
wait.
One to
yeah,
five.
Yeah.
Yay, Daytona, Kids See Ghosts, Tiana Taylor, or Keep That Same Energy, and Nazir.
All right. Rob?
Did you go in
I went
order? Or
yeah, you went order,
or
one,
order.
Like best to
best
okay.
To
yeah, yeah okay.
Number one got to be Daytona.
Hell yeah.
Your favorites or just best?
Favorite?
Okay.
And then a close second is Kids See Ghosts.
Over, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that Kanye was half of Kids See Ghosts?
And then number three is got to be Yay. And then... This is tough because both of the last two have stuff I really like with stuff I'm going to say Nazir and then Keep That Same Energy, but it might change.
Damn.
Because I feel like Nazir is not like I like the beats on Nazir, but I think that Keep That Same Energy I didn't like because it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting a totally different sounding tempo album.
Okay.
And but now that I know what it is, I am appreciating it more. And I feel like that style of music, it takes me a while for.
Sure.
So Keep That Same Energy might hop over Nazir.
Fair enough. We haven't had a ton of time with these albums, so they might shift
Scorpions
all around.
Last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The A side or the B side?
The A side has some good songs.
The B side and then the A side.
Was that just to be mean to me?
No. No, it's because that Quiet Storm dude. That Quiet Storm dude smooth as hell, bro.
Old Stonewall Jackson.
That's not going to happen.
Stop. Stop it right now. All right.
All right.
Nice for What's Great. Emotionless is great.
All right. Where do you put Ye in the discography of Kanye?
Second to last.
Really? What would be last?
Life of Pablo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm similar. Where's Cruel Summer? Is Cruel Summer, does that count or not?
Not for us. I didn't know. Stand By Your Band, it's not canon.
Yeah, that is all not canonical. All right,
well then, if Cruel Summer doesn't count, then yeah, second to last.
And same, you put Pablo last?
Pablo, yeah, last.
Where do you, is 808?
Someone went in the fridge and took my sandwich.
Yeah, that line.
You've been standing by this line for like.
Wait, you
I
like
don't
that?
Know.
Wait,
you know
you
what?
Like that
I,
line or
you
don't
know
like
what?
It?
I won't get my tooth chipped like Frito Lay. So oh I don't know. You know what? It is a toss up. I don't know.
What do you think of this theory? I think Pablo would have really been great had it been seven songs.
No,
you don't think you could pick
think,
seven
I
great
think
songs
right.
from Pablo?
I think you're right. I think we don't need. We don't need
a
freestyle four.
You
sucks.
Are crazy.
You are an idiot.
Freestyle four is the best.
All right, I'm gonna put.
You just
I'm gonna fucking
it the worst
put. You are such an asshole.
We gotta understand it.
I'm gonna put
I
on
feel
freestyle
like
four.
Freestyle four has a bad rap.
It is a bad rap.
No,
beautiful.
No, got his ass. Is welcome great. To Stand By Your Band, bitch.
This is our turf.
No. Now, Ye as an album could replace FML. Like you don't need FML after you have. Yay. But no,
I like FML,
though. I love Freestyle 4.
I hate Freestyle 4. I'm going to put it on.
You ain't seen it live.
Come on, man.
No,
yeah.
I have not.
Come on, man. This sounds like a horror movie right here.
It
yo.
Sucks.
Why is that
Come
good?
On. Yeah. What you mean?
What do you want it to sound
you
like?
You like horror movies? Turn the lights
I
off and listen
horror,
to
but...
Freestyle 4.
I'm skipping forward.
Tweaking,
this
you
ain't
my
a song you can
freak
skip
dreams.
For.
Yeah. You and my freak dreams, bad bitch, you did that. Get stacks, dry cars, whip out, big towel, tits out. Oh shit,
got a question,
my dick out. Can she suck right now? Fuck, can she fuck right now?
This is the worst.
I done asked twice now. Can you bring your price down? Little boozy with the white
down. Little boozy with the white
down. Little boozy with the nice down. What the fuck right now? What the fuck right now? What if we fuck right now? What if we fuck right now? What if we fuck right in the middle of this motherfucking dinner table? What if we fucked at this Vogue party? Will we be the life of the whole party?
On,
shut down
right.
the whole party. Would everybody stop fucking? Would everybody stop fucking? Would everybody stop fucking? They don't want nothing. You motherfuckers living like half of your level, half of your life.
I don't
get
it. I admit, when we first recorded the episode on our podcast, yo, I was like, that shit is
Chris
stupid.
Chris would get so mad at me when I would talk about how much I love
like, I still hate it.
Like, did someone pick that
three
the
episodes
song?
Later.
No.
3 episodes later.
But when Pablo came out, I would be like, yo, that's that,
like
that is a banger. Like, I was cursing people out at the concert for not dancing. I was like, here's... what are y'all doing? And then he played it again, and I was like, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, they need to hear it again.
Oh, God.
He played it twice?
Yeah. That is bullshit.
Oh, God.
Because they wasn't acting right.
I do that with my jokes and stand-up.
I love Fade. I actually really like this album. It just has that song that I hate. That's really the only one that I truly hate. I don't listen to Low
so
Lights.
Where do you put Pablo?
It's so tough. I listen to it more than
this is great.
I listen to it more than Registration.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the thing. I only like the first like minute and a half of 30 Hours, but I do love it. It's a great song. It's so tough because I listen to it more than I listen to the first two albums, but that doesn't mean it's better necessarily. So it's tough. I like it more than 808s, even though I don't hate 808s either. I like 808s.
People like Pablo more than they like Ye and more than they like Yeezus.
I love Yeezus. I love Yeezus.
Because the first track they like.
Yeah,
and
I like
Ultra. They hate
the
first track on Yeezus and they hate the first track on Ye. And those people, I don't want to talk to for too long.
These straw men that you made up.
like because it's some people who don't really listen. So if you piss them off on the first track, they made up their mind
sure.
on the whole album, the whole project.
Yeah.
And Kanye's one of them artists where you gotta watch a whole movie. You gotta see the whole picture before you decide, you know, what this painting is about.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I don't like orange, throw the whole painting away.
You could. What if most of the painting is orange?
Most of the cover is
what
orange.
What is it, a painting of our president?
Got him. I would put Ye.
Shout out to Trump.
I like Ye maybe more than I like Pablo. Definitely more than 808s. And I don't know where to put it besides it. Yeah, I like it more than 808. For sure.
808's is secretly my favorite.
Really?
Your favorite? Wow.
Probably see like
you emo ass.
Secret. It's like weird. I always say Late Registration, but as
808's changed
as
music.
I get older. Yeah. As I get
I
older,
love, don't get me wrong. I love 808s too. It's just probably my least favorite as a whole. Probably because of Pinocchio on there. That song
wise
isn't great.
Man say, wise man.
You can't be letting one song kill the whole album. For
no, but I think say, overall as an album, it doesn't.
I think I just
not,
like pure exposed Kanye.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ye will probably move up my list.
Yeah,
it's so crazy
just because of that.
Yeah,
I got everything figured out,
Tommy. But what do you think? Where do you put it?
I haven't listened to it enough to throw it in there. I mean, it would be towards, it's in the bottom half for me, for sure. But
fair enough. All right. I think we wrap this bad boy up. We don't, I guess we shouldn't rate it.
But that's been Stand By Your Band. Rob's still singing. He's not even helping.
You guys have a weird chemistry.
Flashing lights.
Sorry. Right.
Do you think of sacrifice?
Rob, anything to plug?
In real life. All the things.
I'll see y'all later.
Check out Book of Ye.
There is no Gucci I could buy.
Oh, man.
A great place to start with Book of Ye would be...
I just cut Rob and Mike.
Would be my episode, which people say is their favorite. And...
check that out. Anything else you want to throw in there?
Nah.
All right, cool. We'll put him back
no
up.
Closet I could buy. Goodbye. To take back the time.
Let's plug our shit and then end it with Rob singing.
July 19th.
Come to Stand By Your Band live at Caroline's. We're going to do a Battle of the Bands. Come out. It's going to be a good time. 9:30. Promo code Tom at carolines.com. Check out You Up. And also, how about you get on that Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband.
I just want to be a real boy. They always say, Kanye, you keep it real, boy.
Keep it crispy.
Pinocchio.